why the Secretary of State of the United States doesn't know that a C in front of a paragraph means confidential information. One, she's stupid. Or two, she's lying. Or possibly three, her brain injury has made her incompetent. I don't know. I happen to think it's the middle one.
Which would be that she was lying. That was Rudy Giuliani giving his assessment after we got the look at these FBI documents. Joining us on the line right now, Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney, the District of Columbia, a man who has been all over this email server story from day one with us. Joe, good morning to you.
Good morning, Brian.
Listen,
good morning, Katie.
Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Here's the thing. We got to look at all of the documentation. Well, not all of it. It's a lot of the documentation that the FBI had as to how they made their decision not to proceed. I look at the same facts, and I come to a very different conclusion, Joe. Looks like there was a pretty good case there.
Yeah, well, let me just say something right off the bat. Remember at the beginning when Comey said that this investigation was being kept at headquarters, and everybody thought that meant that this was going to be a serious investigation? Let me tell you what it meant. It meant that Comey was going to bury it. Comey took a dive. This was a cheap prize fight move. When you go back and read the report that the FBI issued on Friday, one thing comes out. This was an FBI cover-up. They created a legal safe zone for Hillary Clinton, asking stupid questions with no follow-up. If you read the 302s in the report, you will see there was almost no follow-up, any serious questioning whatsoever. This was an embarrassment to the FBI. Comey purposely took a dive. If the Republicans in the House and Senate have any self-respect, they will haul his fanny up before Congress and allow a couple of members who have prosecutorial experience to ask him a series of questions about his conclusions. This is an indefensible decision by Comey. It gets worse with time, and I'll tell you what he did. By protecting her, he has hurt her politically. Her numbers are down because people believe she's guilty, and they believe that there's a double standard of justice, and Comey created it. And this guy should be censured by the House and the Senate. They should pass a resolution of censure against the FBI director for the very reason you just gave, Brian. People are not stupid. The facts in this case justify a grand jury, and the public didn't get one because Jim Comey wants something. He wants to be on the Supreme Court.
Oh, wow. Well, some would argue that Comey actually gave, you know, the Clintons not a gift and gave the political argument, like you said, in terms of Hillary Clinton being hurt by this on the campaign trail, because there is clearly a double standard. But going back to what you said about the questions the FBI asked, you know, Trey Gowdy, who, of course, has prosecutorial experience, said that when he read through these FBI notes, of which, by the way, we only have a small portion, they haven't released all of the notes, and many of them are redacted, Comey argued the case and said that they weren't proceeding or recommending charges to the Justice Department because there was a lack of intent. Well, first of all, does that necessarily apply here? And second of all, after reading about Bleach Bit and Hammers and Hillary wiping her server clean 2 weeks after the New York Times busted her for having a private server, you know, it sure seems like a lot of intent to me.
Well, Comey's conclusion of no intent is simply ludicrous on its face. Look at the facts, Katie, that you have given are really important. First of all of her conduct clearly shows knowledge of the classified information system. Remember how she bragged about how careful she was with it and how much she understood the system and how much she knew it. And then she tells the FBI exactly the opposite. But even more, the FBI and the DOJ allowed lawyers for Hillary Clinton to permanently delete emails without actually reading the emails, but only reading the headers. And Comey said he found nothing wrong with that. The FBI and the DOJ allowed one lawyer, Beth Wilkerson, to represent four witnesses at interviews with the FBI, the same people, clear conflict of interest in violation of DOJ rules. And they allowed Cheryl Mills to represent Hillary as one of the four lawyers that was with her in her FBI interview. Cheryl Mills was a witness, a subject, and a target in the investigation.
How is that allowed, by the way? How was that allowed?
Let me just tell you something. This is why Congress has to haul up the Deputy Attorney General, the Assistant AG for the National Security Division, and the Assistant AG for the Criminal Division and say, when did you create a rule where all of these rules that used to exist to prevent lawyers from doing things were not enforced in this case. Let me just tell you something. This was a throwdown. The Department of Justice and the FBI took a dive. They threw in the towel. This is not even a close call. You should hear the conversations among former FBI agents and former DOJ personnel. They are embarrassed by this performance. And you know what? The people on Capitol Hill may have asked a couple of questions during the hearing,
right,
and I give them all credit for that, but they should be pounding on this. They should be hauling up people from DOJ and the FBI. And Comey, I'm telling him, he should be censured. What he did is so unbelievably corrosive of federal law enforcement. You cannot believe what defense attorneys are saying.
It must be pretty good stuff. Joe, I got to ask you about another story, and it's in the Washington Post today. It says that Bill Clinton decided he was going to take $17.6 million to be a consultant for an education company, a for-profit college corporation called Laureate International Universities, right?
Right.
And then he apparently gets Hillary to get him invited to things at the State Department, at high-level meetings you might not otherwise have gotten to attend. I seem to recall that there was a prosecution of the governor of Virginia for about the same thing.
The McDonald case is so outrageous. And let me just tell you something, what's really disappointing to me. The Eastern District of Virginia used to be apolitical. They would, but I don't think they are anymore. You look at the McDonald case, and now they want to re-prosecute Bob McDonald. They have recommended that he be re-prosecuted, even though the Supreme Court said that his case had little, if any, merit. There's something going on in this current Justice Department that the people on Capitol Hill who do oversight should be worried about. How is it that you can do what Bob McDonald is and get indicted, but whatever Bill Clinton does when he takes a bribe, and he did, and look at Erickson. That's the best case of everything in Clinton cash that you can find. Erickson, foreign corporation, gives Bill Clinton one speech, never asked him to speak before, give him $750,000, and then a week after he speaks, Erickson is not put on the list of prohibited sanctioned products, telephone equipment to be sold overseas, and then Clinton never gets asked again to speak there. There are clear cases of bribery and pay-to-play that are available in the Clinton Department of State, and this Justice Department will do absolutely nothing about it. The Republicans on Capitol Hill who have oversight need to start digging into this. Even if they only have 30 days left, I tell you, it's just nauseating.
Well, I agree with you about the Bob McDonald case, but if that is the standard, then it ought to apply to Bill Clinton as well.
without a doubt.
All right, Joe, we got to leave it right there. Thank you so much. Greatly appreciate you joining us.